Welcome to the English Teacher John Show. Live, learn, and laugh. And make some new friends, too. All of the music that you hear today in the background is from my good friend Martin Chenal. Thanks, Martin. Hello, everyone, and welcome. Today is Tuesday, the 20th of December, 2005. My name is John Koons, and yes, I am the host of the English Teacher John Show, which is created and produced right here in Matsumoto, Japan, right from the kitchen of my house. I've been living in Japan for about 2 years now, but my hometown is just outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA. Back in my home country, the United States, right now, it's the middle of the end-of-year holidays, which includes the New Year's celebration, as well as the Christian holiday of Christmas and the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah. Here in Japan, everyone's getting ready for the New Year holiday, which generally includes about 3 days off of work or school right at the beginning of the year. There are Christians in Japan, but not so many, and Japanese society in general doesn't have much for the religious expression of the Christmas holiday. You can see the Christmas spirit here with Christmas trees at department stores, colorful lights and other Christmas decorations in some shops and homes. And you can find Christmas cards for sale here, and other kinds of Christmas things that are on sale, too. My wife, Tomoko, has made some really nice garlands and other decorations for the house, handmade. And it really does add some warmth and good feeling to our house. Warmth is what we really need right now, as the weather has turned pretty cold, with today's early morning temperature at about minus 10 degrees Celsius. And to be honest, it was about 2 degrees inside the house when we woke up. I'm feeling pretty good today, for a lot of reasons. And one of those reasons is, this past Sunday, I went out skiing for the first time this season. It was excellent! Lots of snow everywhere, racing down the mountain, the fresh, crisp air, and the views from the mountaintop. It was just a great day. I took a train at 7:07 a.m., and I was skiing around 9:30 a.m. I'll tell you something, though. My body was very tired at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It was great out on the mountain, and it was also wonderful to take off my ski boots and later get some good rest on the train home. That was Saturday. I think I said it was Sunday. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. My skiing day was this past Saturday. Sunday was a rest day. What are the holidays like in your culture? What are they like? What's your father like? Today, we'll have a short lesson on asking about the qualities or character of someone, something, or somewhere. Hey, what's your new teacher like? You know, this sentence has two possible meanings. Meaning number one, what does your teacher like? He likes Japanese food, classical music, and judo. Meaning number two, what is your teacher like? What's your teacher like? What is your teacher like? He's fairly quiet, and I think he's really friendly. Again, the example sentence is, what's your teacher like? And the what's, W-H-A-T apostrophe S, could be meaning number one, what does your teacher like? With this sentence, what does your teacher like? We're asking about a person's likes and dislikes. What kinds of things does he or she like or enjoy? For meaning number two, which is our lesson today, what's your teacher like? Or what is your teacher like? When we ask this about a person, we're asking about his or her qualities or characteristics. Things like personality, character, and manner. Another way to say this is, how's your new teacher? What's your new teacher like? How's your new teacher? So remember, when you answer this kind of question, you can say things like, she's great. I really like her. He's very strict, but I think he's kind and honest. They're really nice people, and they always help us when we need it. He's hardworking, caring, friendly, patient. She's nice, good, okay, not so good. She's competent, relaxed, helpful, sympathetic, young. With these kinds of questions, you could also reply with some basic information about someone's appearance, like she's tall or short, he's pretty young or very old. But the best way to ask about someone's physical appearance is like this. What's your teacher look like? What does your teacher look like? What's Robert look like? What does Robert look like? Okay, now let's ask about things other than people. We can also ask about a place or thing with this kind of question. For example, what's your hometown like? What are your country's holidays like? What's that new Iranian film like? How's their new CD? How are the new camera cell phones? How is Barcelona? What's it like? How is it? What are they like? How are they? Do you know what time it is? Yes, it's practice time.
Oh, no.
Time to speak out loud. Repeat these sentences and think about what you're saying when you repeat them. Repeat them out loud. Next time, use these sentences in real life. Ask about a person, place, or thing. Let's go. What's your father like? What's your boss like? What's your wife like? She's tall and she's very helpful and kind. What's your friend Amir like? He's really intelligent and patient. He's pretty young. What's his new neighbor like? He's really tall. He's quiet, athletic, and easygoing. How's your new boss? How's your new neighbor? Okay, let's ask about things or places. What's your hometown like? What's your job like? What's your job like? It's okay. It's pretty good. It's not so good. What's that new book like? What's that new book like? It's exciting. It's pretty long. It's very inspiring. What's their new restaurant like? What's their new restaurant like? It's great. The food is excellent. What's Mongolia like? What's Mongolia like? It's an interesting country with a lot of culture. How's the new Chinese restaurant? How's Charlie's new bicycle? Okay, that's the end of this segment. You are listening to, and I hope learning from, the English Teacher John Show. Hey, what is that flying so low? Oh no, watch out! Here comes today's idiom. We have two idioms today. Our first idiom is talk someone into something. He talked me into it. I didn't really want to go, but he talked me into it. To talk someone into something means to convince them or persuade them into doing something that he or she really didn't want to do. He really didn't want to buy a new computer, but I talked him into it. I talked him into it. I really need her help, so please talk her into coming with us tomorrow. Please talk her into coming with us tomorrow. They really don't want to work next Saturday. I couldn't talk them into it. I couldn't talk them into it. Our second idiom today is fall for something. Fall for something. That dishonest man told me he needed some money for his child, and I fell for it. I fell for it. I fell for his scam. I believed it. But it wasn't true. It was not true. To fall for something is to be fooled by it or believe in something that's not true or not honest. I jokingly told her that she had won the lottery, and she fell for it. She fell for it. He's not telling you the truth. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. They told me a long story about why they did it, and I fell for it. I fell for it. That's it for today's lesson. Just a couple of quick messages to all of you. Thanks for your email and comments. And also, don't forget to sign up for the NetPals English voice chat community that we're starting soon. Just go to the podcast page at EnglishTeacherJohn.com and click on the NetPals English link. It's going to be fun! Hey everyone! Thanks for listening to our podcast audio lesson number 25. Keep practicing and have a great week. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Happy New Year. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to the English Teacher John Show. Visit us at EnglishTeacherJohn.com.